I'm Leo Green, welcoming you to this edition of In the Groove, featuring some of the greatest jazz of all time. To begin with, the saxophone-playing son of an East End tailor, Stan Getz, with the son of a mandolin player from Virginia, Charlie Bird. Welcome to In the Groove. That's the instantly recognisable sound of Stan Getz, whom we lost 30 years ago this year. Well, welcome along. Thank you very much for joining me for this edition of In the Groove. As usual, I've selected some of the most iconic and brilliant jazz names of all time for you, including this next one, which features a tune written for a 1962 Jack Lemmon movie of the same name. Now, Jack Lemmon says that the very first time Henry Mancini played this melody to him, he sobbed. So moved was he by the yearning romantic essence of the tune. Here it is in the swinging hands of the great Oscar Peterson, with Ed Thigpen on drums and Ray Brown on bass. From a fantastic Oscar Peterson album called We Get Requests, and it's another masterful collection of recordings where Oscar manages to combine being able to appeal to the broadest of audiences thanks to his swinging improvisational lines, whilst at the same time not compromising his artistry or creativity. Let's now have a ballad and hear one of the fathers of jazz accompanied by a string section. When Charlie Parker recorded this in 1949, his decision to combine musicians like Ray Brown and Buddy Rich along with members of the local symphony orchestra was greeted with confusion. I think maybe because stupid people, to be polite about it, at the time found it hard to accept a black jazz musician recording with classical musicians. I mean, see, it's not just our society today that has to suffer this. Today's idiots are from a long line of idiots going back centuries. The fact is, unquestionably, that Charlie Parker created some of the most gloriously beautiful jazz recordings of all time in New York in that winter of 1949. fantastic. Charlie Parker gorgeously delivering the melody of Hoagy Carmichael in 1949 here on LGRadio.online with me, Leo Green. Now, we know that Charlie Parker influenced every single jazz alto player that followed him, one of whom was the incredible Sonny Stitt. And the amazing thing about Sonny was that when he played alto, often playing Charlie Parker's compositions, the influence was superbly evident. But what I've always found a little strange is that when Sonny played tenor, his melodic, harmonic, and stylistic approach was different. There doesn't seem to be so many double-time bebop lines that we associate with Charlie Parker, but more of the laid-back swing approach featuring much more riffing in his solos that we would associate with players like Lester Young or Ben Webster. Anyway, have a listen. Here he is on tenor. Thank you. The great Sonny Stitt. And by the way, as a contrast, I promise to include a track from Sonny on alto in the next episode of In the Groove. So do listen out for that. To finish up, though, in this edition, I've picked something from the great Warren Vacher, who turned 70 this year. Now, he has graced so many recordings by other artists, perhaps most notably Rosemary Clooney, where he shares the solo duties with the tenor saxophonist Scott Hamilton. So I thought it would be nice to hear him stretch out and feature on one of his own recordings. Here he is, paying tribute to Cole Porter. Thank you. Warren Vache concluding matters for us here on In the Groove with me, Leo Green, on lgradio.online. Thank you so much for joining me. You can, of course, listen to this again as many times as you like via the Listen Again page on the website. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for joining me.